From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's incoming national security advisor, Michael Flynn, reportedly had several telephone conversations with Russia's ambassador on the same day that President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats and imposed sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Adam Schiff is the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee.
General Flynn's history with Russian TV and his proximity to Putin, at least at the RT dinner, all of that concerns me. There's a lot to be concerned about with how this new administration will approach the Russians.
Trump spokesman Sean Spicer downplayed the significance of any contact Flynn had with Russian officials. Meanwhile, Mr. Trump took to Twitter to renew his vow to release a report on Russia's alleged hacking of last year's presidential election, and to do that within 90 days. He also used Twitter to launch another attack against former presidential opponent Hillary Clinton. Democrats left the House of Representatives' first full intelligence briefing on Russian interference in the election, upset with the FBI's leadership throughout the controversy, and asked how Congress could move forward. U.S. officials are hailing the latest push by Iraqi forces into Mosul, confirming reports that Iraqi forces now have retaken a key government building from the Islamic State fighters. A U.S. Defense Department official said it was both a symbolic victory and a significant operational victory. There have been questions about how the U.S. role in the fight against IS might be under the Trump administration. This is VOA News. The head of the UN West Africa office has said that the Economic Community of West African States intends to seek formal approval of the UN Security Council to deploy troops to Gambia. President Yahya Jammeh refuses to step down next week. ECOWAS has a military force on standby to intervene if Jammeh does not step down. The current U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, has a message for the incoming administration of Donald Trump.
The United States needs the UN. If the UN didn't exist, we would be building a global organization with an independent secretariat. We would be trying to mobilize troops from lots of different countries to go to dangerous places to protect civilians.
She said all the other services that the UN provides would have to be created under some sort of umbrella organization. Lawmakers of Mr. Trump's Republican Party have introduced a bill that would cut U.S. funding of the United Nations until the U.N. Security Council repeals a resolution calling on Israel to stop building settlements. Power also advised the new administration to adhere to the Iran nuclear deal. Human Rights Watch has released its 2017 report on human rights around the world. That story now from VOA's Mariama Diallo.
The 687-page report reviewed human rights practices in more than 90 countries. This is a uniquely troubling time, says Human Rights Watch Executive Director Kenneth Roth, because the global rise of populist leaders poses an extraordinary threat to human rights.
Nativism, xenophobia, racism, Islamophobia, and misogyny are all on the rise. If the voices of intolerance prevail, the world risks entering a dark era.
He says violent terror attacks have generated fear and suspicion, and also an increasing sense that governments and the elite ignore public concern. In Washington, Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Lord Snowden, former husband of Britain's Princess Margaret, has died peacefully at his home. He was 86. Snowden-born Anthony Armstrong Jones was a photographer and filmmaker when he married the princess in 1960 in the first ever televised royal wedding. He was named the Earl of Snowden a year after the couple married and a month before their first child, David, was born. Snowden and the princess divorced in 1978, although they remained friends throughout her life. Margaret died in 2002. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.